Monsieur le Président,
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Madam Deputy High Commissioner, this year we have seen a new record in the number of refugees with all of their individual tragic fates. We echo your observation that extra efforts are needed to meet the increased humanitarian needs. HCR's responsibility has never been so complex. The adoption of the Global Compact on Refugees, however, provides some hope. Madam Deputy High Commissioner, today I wish to announce the renewed support of my country, which seeks to be a reliable, predictable partner for HCR. And I can announce, if approved by Parliament, of course, a voluntary contribution according to our current multi-annual agreement of at least 8 million euros for 2020. These funds will be assigned in close cooperation with HCR in line with identified humanitarian needs. This will not exclude a possible additional voluntary contribution during the year, as has recently been made to support your efforts on innovation. Also for 2020, we plan to submit our next multi-annual strategic partnership agreement. We can now draw some initial lessons from the first Global Forum on Refugees, and I confirm our support for increasing digital inclusion and strengthening HCR's capacities better to meet needs to engage with development actors. New working methods are opening up for HCR, including cooperation with the World Bank and new information technologies. We welcome the application of the strengthened framework as a standard throughout HCR, establishing close links with host governments. Luxembourg reiterates its readiness to continue working with HCR on telecommunications. The first joint deployment of satellite equipment of the type Emergency.lu in Venezuela was a success. This public-private partnership will remain available to HCR for possible subsequent deployments dependent on operational requirements. We welcome the work done by HCR's staff, often in difficult and dangerous conditions. We thank the staff for their commitment. A staff that can rise to future challenges requires continual optimization of human resources management policies. Finally, Luxembourg, as a long-standing donor, seeks to provide HCR with future multi-annual budgetary predictability. I call on all delegations and the global community as a whole to strengthen its support to HCR. Thank you.